How do you manage to do that, both jobs, be CIO of a gigantic department and be government co-chair of an 800-person conference with high expectations?
Well, Tom, Amy, thanks for having me on this morning. First, it's a privilege to have been asked to serve with Lee Holcomb as my co-chair from industry, putting this together. First and foremost, it's very easy when you've got a fantastic team, as ACT-NIAC have put in front of us, to make this happen. So they really did all the work. But, my boss as well thought this was a great opportunity. The tradition of ACT and IAC working together over the last 20 years at least, and looking at the issues challenging the government, are important to us, and so it's been my privilege and pleasure to do this, and I think we've got a great program ahead of us today.
So you get a little dispensation from the department to be able to give some time to this during the week too, right?
Yeah. Basically, before I come into work in the morning or later in the evening, we've been putting this together, so Lee and I have done that. Actually, it was 7 o'clock. It seemed to work throughout the last 10 months, and again, everybody kind of rallied around it, and I think we've got a great program. So,
of course, Lee Holcomb's been there, a longtime federal NASA CIO in his day, too. So what are the issues? I mean, looking across, not just as ELC co-chair, but CIO of USDA, how's that for acronyms in one sentence? What are the big technology trends that are affecting your work these days?
Well, I think that's why this conference is actually so timely. I mean, mobility, the expectation in our personal and business lives at this point in time that, a smartphone, a tablet, a computer is going to be right there next to us. I mean, if you think about how you travel today, when you hit the ground, you're looking for what are the directions from the airport if you flew into the hotel, what's going on in the evenings around you, where can you eat, the expectations, you're going to be on some sort of a mobile device. We mentioned this last night, the Cisco mobile data network traffic forecast for 2010 to 2015 is showing that over the past 3 years alone, we've seen the amount of mobile traffic triple. And it is, in 2010, actually 3 times larger than all data that went across the Internet in 2000. I mean, it is monstrous. And by the way, 50% of that information is video. So the expectation that you're going to have a device in your hand, you're going to not only be doing your business activities day in and day out, what are the sales figures you're looking at, how am I better deliver my mission, my service to the citizen, there's an expectation that that's going to blow right over into your personal life, and you'll be able to do whatever you want right after you come off the clock. So mobility, I think, is the key of what we're talking about here, is that people expect to have information at their disposal. As I said, whether it's the key business metrics you're looking at or something you want to do in your personal lives when you come off the clock. So for us, we talk in really 3 terms right now, and that's social, mobile, and spatial. And that is to say there's going to be some business social networking context in everything we do as you access your information, whether you're a forest firefighter out there in the field, looking for that situationist from the weather to where your crews are to where your logistics are, to a soil conservationist or soil technician that's collecting information and wants to put together a technical package for a farmer. We want to be able to do that in the field where we are. So, and we also want to be connecting to other professionals to make that service delivery
sure.
offering as good as it can be. Moving into mobile, I think we talked about that. So
sure.
you're connected, you're on, you're doing it where you want to. And then spatial talks to this. You want a ton of business analytics data to be able to deliver that service wherever you are. And so we have a strong practice not only in analytics, but in spatial analytics as well.
We're speaking with Chris Smith. He is the CIO of the Agriculture Department. And let's talk about agriculture's own missions. You have people inspecting farms and cattle and so forth, and really dozens and dozens of missions with people in the field. What are some of the exciting mobility projects you're doing with that workforce?
Right. I touched on one, certainly in wildland fire management in the Forest Service, is, again, getting that information in real time to some of the most remote areas, so weather, logistics, crew information, so that the individuals on the ground can execute their mission as best they can.
So broadband really matters to you in rural areas. How do you do it now?
Broadband is very important, and actually the President in the State of the Union address earlier this year talked about 4G probably being that key nexus point where in rural America we're going to see broadband, voice, digital, and video coming a lot more quickly than perhaps we had thought before that. So we're very excited. We actually have a pilot going in the state of Hawaii with 4G in the 7 700 megahertz spectrum, actually proving out public safety communications in that spectrum. So full voice, video, and data in areas that have been hard to serve up to this point in time. So we're going to see that, I think, as the common link as we move forward.
And what are your other big priorities for ag in 2012?
You're going to see us, again, focused on, I said, social, mobile, spatial. It's really anything that we build, and we want to iterate products into our employees' hands and into our customers' hands so they can do business with us in a much more efficient, more effective manner. So you're going to see us moving even more aggressively into the cloud, most likely platform as a service where we see the greatest value, and that is that you can build very secure, very quick, very low-cost products, put them into people's hands in 60 and 90 days. Again, so the employee can be focused on service delivery. The citizen gets what they need as quickly as they can at the lowest cost. It's secure. It's high performing.
And how is the budget situation and the continuing resolution affecting agriculture and the programs you've got going?
Well, certainly we're facing historic economic issues we have for many years, and there's a need for all of us to take on that burden, and certainly within government we are looking to do things as efficiently as effectively. We have been streamlining and consolidating a lot of our what you call commodity IT, everything from the data center to email to the network, so you'll continue to see us to push on that. And again, I think there's opportunities in the cloud for us to reduce cost, so you'll see a focused emphasis on cost, but again, greater service delivery to the citizen while we're doing that.